Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Old Lang Time.
A what?
Can I get a word for the Funky Town Podcast?
Yeah, what do you want, man?
Are you packing tonight?
Am I packing?
Yes. How much
no,
have you got?
I'm not moving anywhere tonight.
Right on. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Now that the award ceremony is over, everybody's hanging out. Do you have any final thoughts? Any weapons on you?
Well,
your knife.
I always
big
have
ass
a
knife.
I always have a weapon on me, but one thing is most important is it's always really cool to see everybody come together in this town. So
right on.
That was a beautiful thing to see, as always.
Later on, you can shank them.
No, not at all.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Yeah, no worries.
I appreciate it. You can't tell because I'm backwards.
Oh, I got it. Thank you, brother. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Y'all make some great music.
Well, thank you very much, man. Yeah, most of the guys couldn't make it tonight. Everybody's out of town right now and all that kind of stuff. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, dude, take care of yourself and have a great night.
You too, man.
It was a pleasure.
Yes.
I'm going to shake your hand, so you're going to have to put that on pause.
Right on.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Taylor Kirk Mills is a big-ass knife. Hey, Jeff, how do you feel about Taylor Kirk Mills having a big-ass knife on his lip?
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's always packing.
It's scary. He was like, don't mess with me.
No, man. He was trying to get away, and you wouldn't let him go away.
Oh, yeah.
That was great, man.
You got him.
He got lost in Cinderella.
Okay, you ready? This is the first time my voice is being heard on the podcast. Zach's done the whole thing so far.
Oh, this will be the first time mine's being heard, too.
I know.
It's all Zach. All Zach all day.
And he did an interview to find out that a Mean Motor Scooter won what, Best Rock?
We did. We were surprised. We were very shocked to win. It's amazing.
You beat out Unchin and...
Unchin, Missing Sibling, a bunch of other...
A whole lot of bands.
A bunch of really good bands, yeah. We were shocked.
I thought you guys had a chance.
We didn't. We thought that Unchin would win for sure. So it was, we were happy. We were like just crazy happy.
When you play every day, I think you're top of mind.
It has a little to do with it. We got the name recognition, I guess, from playing every single day.
Every day, everywhere.
Yeah. We'll take a show anywhere, really.
Well, that's awesome. And we were all excited about it for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're really stoked about it, too. Chase is so stoked. He's staring at his phone.
I think he's playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, got to grab them all, man.
Either that or he's looking at pictures of his cat.
His cat is pretty cool, though.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
I love you.
I love you too, Zach.
Everybody likes to dance because Jeff Florida's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, this is Matt Stubbs from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show.
Suck it.
And suck it, Stubbs. But.
Stubbs literally has two cigarettes he's putting up to his mouth right now.
I love the world and I love peace. I love peace. And I love Zach, but he's drunk and now he's out of here. Drunk Zach.
It's too long.
Can I get a moment? I don't know how this works because it's very different from Dustin's.
Yeah, that's the new
Hi, John Zach.
Hey.
How's the night? That was awesome. Can you also kiss this thing?
Yeah, I'll kiss it. Oh, thank you.
That was really...
No, that was fake. My real kisses are for you.
That was fake.
There's no fake kisses that come to Stubbs. Like, Richard will give me a kiss.
Come on, Richard.
Give me a kiss.
I kiss Matt on the lips.
He does.
I kiss Matt on the lips all the time.
You want tongue?
No, I don't want
tongue.
My boy.
No tongue. I'm a boy.
No, I said I'm my boy. Like, he's my boy.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry. This is going to be fun for you.
For what?
Jeff.
Oh, this is for the Jeffrey Lord
this
show?
Is the Lord's show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it won't make it to the funky, I mean, the, because it goes on the pirate.
Oh, okay. So I can't cuss?
I don't think so.
I don't cuss. On the Jeffrey Lloyd Show. But I love the Jeffrey Lloyd Show. I love Funky Town Podcast. Funky Town Podcast is what you should listen to if you want to know what's going on in Fort Worth and music.
It's true.
It is true.
The Lord is the gatekeeper of all music in Fort Worth. That's what Zach just said.
And so is Kelly D.
Oh, whoa.
Coalition? We could stop up. We could...
Stop ISIS?
Not stop ISIS, because, I mean, they're jerks and they won't stop for nothing. But if we could, we could run forward with music if we wanted to. We could control, I mean, we could take over the weekly awards if we wanted to. I have an idea. I want to live in, I need an underground bunker, so I'm going to get 2 single wides, bury 1, and then I'm going to have 2 single wides. Bury 1, and then I'm going to live in the top one, and then if there's ever an emergency, I'll go underground in the second single wide, because it'd be kind of double wide, but stacked on top of each other. And because all these rich people, why don't they have the underground bunkers?
Some do.
Yeah. And those are the smart ones. Because underground bunkers are the shizzy McNizzy.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre would have you believe that they should be the best podcast in Fort Worth. But did you know that one of them is a known communist? And the other, a confirmed stoner? They might also be ISIS sympathizers.
I'm gonna join ISIS.
And quite possibly racist.
It was extremely shocking when a black guy walked into the barbecue joint the first night we were there, when all of us, even me, was like, the South will rise again. Long live the South.
Is this who you want representing the best of Fort Worth in 2016?
Ad paid for by podcasting for a better tomorrow.
Does anybody have any questions out there? You have to come up here and to the microphone.
I know Justin has a question. What's your question?
We don't want to hear the microphone.
No, we can hear you.
Justin from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. I wanted to ask you guys, y'all have a big release show coming up here in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Or 3 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's in a bit.
It's in a month.
Somewhere in there.
Six
my
weeks.
Times are all
give
off.
Or take
time
a week.
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
All are,
time ticks me off.
Time ticks me off.
October 21st, we're actually 21st. Playing... I can yell.
All right. Yeah.
We're playing at Lola's, and so I'll be playing guitar with them, and... Jeffrey from my band Me Motor Scooter will be playing drums, and Victor will be playing the keys and singing backup. So,
well, that wasn't really my question. My question was, y'all have spent a lot of time with these players building out this basically a live orchestra. Is this going to be a one-off deal, or y'all going to keep it going with a few more shows?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on the success of the show. I know that. I mean, Joe's committed. He's told us he's committed. I'd like to think that Jeff's committed. Jeff Chase.
Talk about it.
We're still in deliberation of, like, truly permanent members besides Joe.
It has to do with our players' schedules. And,
it's built on schedule. We have an act for the two of us, because, I mean, we're the only two that are, like, 100... I mean... I don't know. Like, if Me Motor Scooter's playing, Joe's busy.
Yeah.
So we have a duo act that we could do forever. And then, but, I mean, we love playing with people. We love collaborating with people. And, I mean, we just like working with professionals. And so, I mean.
I mean, man.
Right. Yes, we.
Stubbs.
Matt Stubbs.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Right? We're good.
Call 911.
Yes.
Do we need to call 911?
No.
Okay.
Continue on.
Do you want to ask?
Matt Stubbs.
Yes, Matt.
Hi, I'm Matt Stubbs. With the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show, I would just like to ask you, do you like playing bass?
I like playing bass. Do you like playing bass?
No, I don't like playing bass.
She doesn't, but I do. He does.
I like playing bass.
I don't like playing bass. I don't really like playing bass.
I like playing the bass part of a piano, which is my left hand.
Gary from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre, he has a question too.
Do you have a follow-up?
Oh.
I like hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
Specifically two on one plate. Because
yes.
Two plates, that's excessive. Like
Matt Stubbs.
Oh, I got a follow-up to my original question.
Follow-up.
Why does this keep happening when I ask questions?
Stop asking questions.
Shut up so the actions will stop happening.
The music gods are frowning on you.
Matt Stubbs from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show.
Yes.
Is that y'all's bass boat back there?
Yes.
No.
It's for bass players.
It's cool.
Bass players.
Dustin?
No. Dustin from DFW.com.
Yes.
You guys have been working together for quite a while now.
Yes.
How many years has it been?
2 years. A little more.
And y'all are dating. Y'all are a couple.
Yes.
Yes.
Some people have referred to you as the cutest couple in the Fort Worth scene.
Yes, that's very...
We can't argue.
Yeah. I mean, we work hard.
Is there any time down the road that y'all might make this a nuptial union.
Oh, yeah.
It's legal. And
I mean,
yeah. Don't need to get out of the way. Are you going to kneel? Is this some kind of plan?
No. We're not ready yet, but we're definitely working on it. Like, I mean...
You heard it first.
You got to get the alcohol out of the way first.
Yeah, we're busy right now. We'd like to be more financially stable.
Okay, gotcha.
Susie Ramone.
Hi, Susie Ramone from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast. I was wondering, and you guys might have answered this previously, and I'm so sorry if I missed it, but what was your favorite song to record?
Well, we've already answered that previously. I'm sorry.
I know, I'm sorry.
Track 6, Suck It, Susie. Was her favorite.
Ooh.
I mean, probably, honestly, Dinner for One. We did a lot of...
Yeah, that was fun.
Playing with the microwave was, like, really fun and, like, just...
My favorite thing to record are harmony vocals to myself because I never get to do that. There's not two Rebeccas, and so it's fun for there to be two Rebeccas.
And Zach's in there, too. In my
head. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gotta do a Rebecca impersonation.
I'll have to figure that one out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Say Matt, a lot and look awkward.
Matt Stubbs.
Matt Stubbs from the Jerry Jonestown Master Show.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I have a follow-up to...
Who's not part of that group,
please.
Have you ever thought about writing a song about hot dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Listen to the album, please.
That'd be cool. Do you like to party?
Do you like to party?
I mean...
I like to party.
I can party.
Like birthday parties or skating parties.
This is a party. We're partying right now.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Woo! Thanks for coming out.
Yes.
Yes, Susie. Not Susie. Sushi. Shelly.
Shelly from Rope Cheers and Significant Podcast. Anyway, my question is where do you draw your inspiration from in all the songs that you record? Where do you pull those lyrics from?
All of them?
Pick your favorite one and then tell me where it comes from.
Well, the I Happy Am comes from a William Blake poem called Infant Joy. And so I think that's where it all started, was just kind of the initial, like, vaguely religious but, like, artistic side of this man who he kind of, like, wrote his own religion. And he was also an artist. And so I think that poem, Infant Joy, really kind of, like, encapsulated what we were trying to say with I Happy Am. And so I think that's kind of, like, the main thing. And then the different songs, of course, have different themes and metaphors, so.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, thank you. Great question. Any other questions? Yes, Richard.
Richard, Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
You're Henry the Archer.
Have you all had relations while listening to your album?
Oh,
there's children.
It's a family-friendly.
That's not from us.
That's terrible. We just own
him.
That's Henry the Archer.
My kid's right here, man. Said relations.
That's, yeah.
Matt Stubbs.
Matt Stubbs with the Jerry Jonestown Podcast Show.
That's
your beer. You guys ever had a pickle snow cone?
Yes. I used to work at a snow cone place, actually, and pickle was one of my favorite.
Is it better than tiger's blood?
Yes, it is, in my opinion. I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I don't like tiger's blood either.
Nope.
Steve.
I've got a question. A friend of the family. So a lot of people, you talked about your inspiration earlier, so a lot of people like to sit on the tractor and they get their ideas and their thoughts. Some people in the shower, some people driving to work. So, like, do you have a spot or a place where you can always draw on to get something?
Really, a lot of they just start in the car for me because I drive a lot, and so I'll start writing things in the car at first, and then they kind of flesh them out later, because I kind of think of songs as being like seedlings, and you can choose to water the ones that you choose and then grow them, and then there's some that just don't work out and you can kind of pull those weeds out.
For me, it's usually when I'm like kind of at home alone. If I'm at home alone and I have nothing to do, that's usually where something comes out.
And so when you get married, you'll have lots to do.
Right. Yeah.
So write lots of songs now.
Yeah, right. One more.
Who's not Stubbs?
Yeah.
Shelly?
Okay, so this is Sushi again for Rubber Tuners and Cinema Podcast, RIP. Anyway, my question is,
after talking to all of the people here and having questions posed to you, even the crazy ones about, you know, hot dogs and pickle snow cones, do you feel inspiration now?
That stuff's with the Jerry Jones Town Massacre here. I have a question, too, a final question that I'd like to ask you.
I could not hear her question because you were talking.
She said, do you think you could draw inspiration from tonight to write a song, basically?
Being surrounded by all the different people here and all the questions that you've
been asked. That stuff's with
the Jerry Jones Town Massacre. Stop it.
The atmosphere.
Possibly. I'm not sure, though, because you never know when like, inspiration's going to strike, so.
We can definitely work on it.
Yes.
I mean.
I read a lot of songs about being awkward, and I feel really awkward right now with everyone staring at me and asking me weird questions.
Awesome.
Dustin.
Yes.
Dustin from the Dallas Observer. I have a quick question for you. Y'all do a fantastic cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Are we ever going to hear that recorded sometime in the future? Answer now.
Yes.
Do you got to pay?
And 9 cents for every unit you sell. So
I told you before, don't sell it. Just leave it for free.
I make money. I want to sell it.
I'll give you that.
Okay, give me some money.
What kind of money are we talking? Matt Stubbs with the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Podcast Show.
Yes.
My question is for Jeffrey Lord, Funky Town.
My cigarette is through, so this podcast is almost over. What?
I would like to ask, how does it feel to have the bass player from I Happy Am on your podcast show?
It feels about as good as having the bass player from Me Motor Scooter on the podcast as well.
It sounds like a promotion.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Like to respond to the mudslinging.
No.
This interview is over.
I don't regret. I have no regrets. I have no more comments.
This is awesome. Thanks, thank everybody. You guys.
It's over,
thank
man.
You.
You guys have recently had controversy with your song.
We love you.
This man would have you believe that the Funky Town podcast is a family-friendly podcast and deserves the Fort Worth Weekly 2016 Award for Podcast of the Year. So take a listen to this clip from the August 14th episode of the Funky Town Podcast and tell me if this is someone you want your kids listening to.
Went out there to see, I think it was Hellified Funk Crew. And so...
I do too.
And I'd taken acid. 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 But all of a sudden, what's his name? Robbie Van Winkle is Vanilla Ice. He comes out ice.
So you were hanging out with Vanilla Ice.
On acid.
Tripping on acid.
In wow. Denton.
You were hanging out with Vanilla Ice.
On acid.
Tripping on acid.
In Denton.
This just goes to show that LSD is a dangerous drug and can lead you to hanging out with terrible musicians like Vanilla Ice. The Funky Town Podcast is a vote for evil. Vote with your heart. Vote with your mind. Vote with a clear conscience for the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Vote for the guys that are on your side.
This ad was paid for by Rock the Vote and International Brotherhood of Podcasters.
This is the Funky Town Podcast, and we're at the Boiled Owl Tavern, and we're about to start our Pokemon adventure in 3, 2, 1, Pokemon. Are we going to walk down this side of the street? Okay.
I'll get that Caterpie.
Oh, hey, they're playing Pokemon, too. How's your Pokemon adventure going?
Wonderfully, thank you very much.
Awesome.
Did she tell you to get the way?
No, she said it's going wonderfully. Oh. Thank you very much. See?
Do you have a...
Listen to the funky... Uh-huh.
Can I see it?
No. I mean, no, I don't. But we can delete that if
we
need to.
Are you broadcasting?
No.
We're podcasting.
We're podcasting. Okay. Got it. I promise. What are you guys catching right here?
Okay. I got the wild Caterpie.
So you got the 61 Caterpie?
Yes.
I'm evolving.
Let's
see what this
dude
is
doing. So,
I want to
walk?
Yeah, I want to walk. Do you want to walk this side of the street or the other side of the street? Does that matter?
Thanks, please don't podcast me. Appreciate it.
Promise.
Oh, you like that? You're totally going to podcast her.
Be nice to people.
I should have told her to just go to jerryjonestownmassacre.com
and file a complaint.
No, listen to the podcast, and she won't hear about it.
Oh, true.
Oh, I got a potion.
Nope.
What do the potions do?
Well, see, then it ran away.
Mother Mary, what's a potion do?
Whenever you go do
Hey, what's that say?
Uh-oh, my egg. I have an egg. And so we get to walk around.
We've got a potion and an egg.
Oh, and I just caught a little furball-looking thing.
So let's see what my egg turns into. Let's see what I'm going to hatch here. Ba-ba-ba-ba! Ooh, what is that? I haven't had one of those before.
What is that? It's Magneto.
Like... It's not called Magneto.
Oh,
what's
it called? It should be. Magnemite.
Look how close you were.
Wow.
Magnemite.
Oh, wait. Something else popped up. Another rat.
Yeah, see how there's... So when you're at a Pokestop, you can throw a lure.
Uh-huh.
So it lures them in. It's kind of like bait.
So the lure is different, though, than the raspberry.
Yeah. This is actually... That's why they're all pink and they have all those hearts around them.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these different things that are popping up. So here's a little Venonat.
Oh, hey, is that the thing you just said?
I just got one of them.
Yeah. So I'm saying they're the same ones, but...
Oh, man.
See, he's 13, so he should be really easy.
I caught him in one throw.
Yeah.
What are you trying to catch right now?
Another rat.
Oh. No, no Eevee for you?
No, I'm looking for a Magnemite, man.
His was an egg.
Oh, it came out of an egg.
Yeah. All right, you ready to keep walking?
Yeah, let's keep walking.
Can we just reflect on how that one girl didn't want to be podcast?
I was just going to say, are we really going to turn that off?
No,
I mean,
I'm not
take it
that
out?
Off. We don't know who that even was. I don't know her name.
Yeah.
We didn't say what she looked like, who she is, where she's from.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Good. Because I thought that was weird. Do you have a permit for that? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I got a podcasting permit.
It's called the First Amendment, lady.
I'm going to say, if you have a problem, you can talk with Mayor Betsy Price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it up with the mayor's office.
She has my permit.
We know her.
So her window is down. Just go around there and say, hey, hey, come on. And start talking to her as she's sitting at the red light.
No, I'm not going to.
She's already had a bad experience talking to strangers.
I know. Yes. That's it. I'm done talking to strangers.
I was telling him that
another Pidgey.
How I was hoping that that I wanted to...
If we saw anybody playing... Also, she's working
for favor. If we saw anybody playing, then I would... Then I wanted you to ask him about your Pokemon. I never did tell you. You just went up and did it on your own. Look at her go. She's
I am just a natural.
But she was
true.
All,
don't podcast me.
Do you have a podcast?
She's all, I don't believe you that you understand. Do I look like an idiot?
She doesn't even know what podcast we are. How's she going to know? Is she going to listen to all the podcasts and try to find it?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. It's off radar.
Which only happens once every 3 months anyway.
RoboTuner's insignificant podcast. Oh, you can just call him Red Pants.
So now we don't have to do our plugs at the end of the show. We'll talk about the Jerry Jonestown Massacre off radar and RoboTuner.
Wait, we haven't talked about the Jerry Jonestown Massacre yet.
Yeah, I said tell her that it's a Jerry Jonestown Massacre show.
Oh,
listen.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
There's another Pidgey.
I want something good. Give me one of these rare ones.
Ah, the piano! Oh.
So can you play the piano?
I can play the piano.
Can you play the piano?
I can play the piano.
I'll hold it. You can play the piano.
So this is from third grade lessons.
Is this a boogie woogie ghost?
Oh, wait, hold on. How does it go?
I don't know.
Do you remember this song? I don't remember it. Wow. I don't remember anything.
You can't play the piano.
I'm starting to remember. You can play.
No, I can't.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. I can't remember. Darn.
You can play chopsticks?
This one.
did it.
Very good.
La 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 la.
Up your beer, decide to barf with me around the Bigfoot tonight, around the okra tonight, by my side. Y'all gotta keep the melody going.
We're gonna let you die on your own.
No, do the melody.
It's harder than it sounds.
I'm not gonna hide. I'll not be a camel. Behind the Israel, I'll show you my red secret.
Red Sea?
Let's see.
Lost his place now.
I'm not gonna type. I want priest for mine. My blushing stormtrooper. My lover, be my case. Yeah. Don't be shy, I didn't mean to imbalance the ball. So help me, Jeffrey Lord. Ah, Zach has opened the rum bottle. He's going to take a swig now, make this game a little more interesting.
Go. Okay, I got a red cloth. I'm going to untie it. I got a number. It's a four-digit number.
Go ahead and open
that
up.
Let's see what we got. That says rum on it.
Rebecca, really full of herself, thinking that this is the way it goes. What if it fails? Oh.
You did it.
Oh, haha.
Rebecca was right.
Sweet. I was sweating it over here.
All right, y'all got a piece of the map.
All right, oh man, is that it?
From one side of the room to another, they go from the chest of the globe over to the chest of another table. Over here, we've got Zach again. Open it up. Everybody's gathered around, wondering, excited. Another piece of the map. We now have two pieces of the map. For some reason, there's a skeleton just laying in the middle of the floor with its pieces everywhere. No chalk outline. This would be the most disturbing chalk outline ever.
Good job, guys. I'm gonna...
they have about 5 or 6 more locks left. The things they're trying to figure out. Mr. Lord,
mm-hmm.
What do you think so far?
I like this. I'm having fun. But I'm not that smart. I'm not good at puzzles.
I told you, this was not the type of event to come to inebriated.
That's not the what? Type of event to come to what?
Inebriated.
Oh, right, right.
Because okay, wait, it really messes with me.
Let's see if there's a sword in this book.
And there's so much information everywhere.
Zach has to have been sober for like 4 or 5 days just to get prepared for this. But you see that Richard is not sober right now, and thus he is having problems
right.
with everything.
He's just walking around smiling.
Well, we don't know.
All those are numbers. See, they're
try all the ones.
Richard thinks he's onto something here. The flags that are on the back of the room, there are numbers on them with different shapes and colors. And he thinks this might be lead to the. Figuring out the puzzle for somebody's chest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the first one he tried. Try 3, 1, 8.
That is the sound of a lock not opening because Richard did not figure out the correct combination. How do you feel with your failure?
I'm feeling pretty darn good about it.
Oh, I see.
And Zach has got the lock open.
It's on fire.
It's working. Zach has it. He has opened up the cupboard here.
Oh,
aha. Zach has found the blue light with a skull. And Richard reaches in for another box. Zach is on the prowl. We could have just had Zach do this.
There was a black light. There was a black light, and it had a code on it.
A black light is something you do not want to use in Zach's room. At home.
Amen. Gross. And we found another box.
And there's the thing with ice.
Featured.
Alright.
Yeah.
We got a piece of map.
Another map?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, that's 3 pieces of map, and they're at 32 minutes left. There are 5 pieces they need, so they need 2 more. Richard is reading. He has he's from the New Jersey school system, so his reading comprehension skills are a little iffy. And it's an old world font, so.
I can't think with you, man. This is a cool room. This is a really cool room.
Jeff, you're using the iPhone no. here. Pirates did not use iPhones in their time.
It was I had business I had to take care of. This is a
symbol board. Okay.
Oh, those are the cards.
I have no idea. 5840. And he pulls out a key from the Goonies.
What is that?
It's a tombstone for really small.
That
people.
Is Chester Copperpot's key. Come on. Goonies?
Where's the skeleton
stuff? Am I in a room with people that have never seen Goonies?
I have never seen Goonies.
I have seen the Goonies.
Jeff hasn't seen
it. I was going to let my daughter watch it because I was like, I watched it. I turned it on and I was like,
what do we do with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I can't let my daughter watch this. I forgot.
A lot of just like,
there is a lot of
the
language.
Whole beginning with the statue and the. And
yeah.
Like, really? I watched it when I was younger. So I can't remember that.
Like
Bad News Bears. Oh my gosh. It's just bad language. But I thought she'd really get a kick out of the Oriental guy because she liked Inspector Gadget. And he always had the little
gadgets, but
I don't know.
How old is she now?
She's 11.
So a couple
this
more
was,
years.
This was like
she's
a few years
away
back.
Yeah.
That's the one who likes
she can probably
Martinez,
do it now.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, Brittany's got it. She's opening the box.
The compass!
Compass.
Is there anything in here?
Cards.
Cards.
Oh,
all right. Cards. Look at that teamwork. What's gonna work?
Oh, it hasn't worked yet.
Teamwork.
Teamwork's worked a lot.
No, I'm talking about opening the box.
Oh, okay.
I've just been bad at slow at doing these. 628.
No one has screamed out.
Can you hold that for a second?
What's in the box yet?
Yeah.
Well, now.
Is 7 a clue? All right, there we go.
All right, Brad Pitt.
What's in the box?
All right.
Oh.
Another
map.
Piece of the map.
Word up.
So how many pieces of math is that?
That's 4 out of 5.
So they now have 4 out of 5 of the maps. And then...
Oh, man, we're doing so good. We have 20 minutes.
There is 20 minutes left in this game.
Okay, so
They need one more piece of map.
Yeah.
Doing good, all right. Oh, four pieces of the map. How much time's left?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay, not bad. Not bad at all. All right, then. Well, you don't seem like you're in much of a pickle. I guess I'll just be poor today.
Right. We've reached a point where there's much arguing between the group. Dissension is rising as there's 16 minutes left. These guys may end up killing each other just to get out of here.
Last man.
Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I know the answer.
Under pressure, you guys have only lasted 45 minutes.
14 minutes.
We're down to 14 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock.
And this still does something.
We have Rebecca is looking at a cannon.
Where is it? The circle.
Don't look down a loaded gun.
The barrel of a gun.
Why is it loaded? It's not. That's not. Look at it. It stops right there.
No. Stop pointing guns at me.
There's no. It doesn't go all the way through. Side?
You're not supposed to point a gun at anybody.
D.
Oh.
Look. D.
Oh.
See? It's my gun.
It is. It's your gun.
There's a D on this gun. It's got my initials on it. Don't tell me I can't look down here. Is there another initial on there somewhere?
So if it has an L,
I'm going to freak out.
Did we ever do anything with this?
Oh, yeah. Whatever came of this. Anybody know?
Let's hold it to the light. Oh!
Zach, you're making it worse.
It's not you. It's this. She's all trying to move it away from him.
15 men on a dead man's chest.
Zach has a Chinese finger cuff lock thing. Steady hands. We're down to 11 minutes, 45 seconds. There is a key. The key goes on to here. This is not a good light to be showing.
All right. Map.
Zach has found five pieces of the map. All five pieces.
Fantastic. What did you happen to find the key so I can take out?
11:20.
Well, best keep looking, then. Keep looking.
Oh, okay, here. Right there. That's where the key is going to be.
Boom.
All right.
Let's open it. There's 8 minutes and 56 seconds on the clock.
What do you got there? Is it the key to the door?
They're opening.
It's a box inside of a box. Oh,
it is opening a Russian...
It's another box.
...nesting
egg. Oh, there we go. We got a key. Here comes
the key.
To the thing.
Oh.
Oh, the key. We're going to the... You want to let your child in, or...
Yeah, can we? What's
the Zach key? Is turning
the
key.
You want to open that job or you want to blow the cannon up? I mean, which one do you want? You know what? I like your style. Blow the door down. Oh, wait a second. I'm behind the door. Well, don't blow the door down. Now, sir, please don't blow the door. You turn it kind of the other way. Far, far away from me. Turn it far, far away. Keep on turning it. Don't blow the cannon anywhere near me. Oh, no, you blew a hole in the ship.
We did it.
Boom. The door is open.
Good job, yeah, good job. Oh, it's 7 minutes, too. That's a very fast time, too. That's, I think, it's one of the fastest times today. So, good job. All of you.
So, let's do a post-game wrap-up here. Oh, I thought he was taking a picture of us. Joe?
Yeah, I thought that was an adrenaline-filled
that was so awesome.
Puzzle-solving challenge ride.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
That was a ball. That was fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun too.
Yes, I will sign off now and say congratulations on the first annual Funky Town podcast Escape Room Challenge, the Pirate's Chamber. They have successfully made it from the 18th century and back into the 21st century. I'm Dustin Schneider, and I'm signing off. Thank you, and good night.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I'm Matt.
And I'm Dustin, and we're from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
We want to clear the air on a little bit of misinformation and mudslinging from other podcasts competing for the title of Best Podcast 2016 in the Fort Worth Weekly Best of Awards.
We here at the Jerry Jonestown Massacre have made it our goal to entertain and inspire people and to help build a strong and confident future for Tarrant County. We're also doing our part to bring families closer together and focusing on strengthening core family values. We have funded education across Tarrant County as well as help advance studies in the scientific community. We've traveled to the far corners of the world to help improve agricultural research and stamp out Monsanto. We've also done massive amounts of research on pharmaceuticals to make advancements in the medical field. And we've done all this for you, because you are what's important, and you are what makes us the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. So vote for us as Best Podcast 2016 in the Fort Worth Weekly Best of Awards. Go to thefortworthweekly.com and click on the Best of 2016 ballot.
Make America family again.
This message brought to you by Rock the Vote and the International Brotherhood of Podcasters.
One. It's metal. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the song's called One After 665. And it's kind of a play on One After 909.
Well, I don't get that.
The
I don't
know. The Beatles song.
Oh, is that a Beatles song? One yeah, After 909?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Microphone. It's on.
Microphone. One After 909. So, anyway. It's, so, yeah.
It's on One After 909. It's on Let It Be. And it's.
Use your microphone. Use your microphone so we can hear you.
But, yeah.
No, it's frustrating. So, really, it's
is it?
Yes, people want to hear you talk if you're going to talk.
Frustrating is hearing the world like in headphones.
No, this is actually nice. I wish the world was like this, where everybody you talk to can hear
me.
No,
like this is like singular world style. This is like this is not a world. This is cut out the other world, and this is the only world that you can hear.
Yeah.
If the birds were chirping right now, I would have no idea.
No.
It's all right.
Because it's nighttime. No, birds
because
are sleeping.
We're putting
crickets
on a show.
Crickets were cricking.
Yeah,
we're
putting
on
a show.
What do crickets
do? Cricketing.
You don't
that's
need, you don't
yeah,
need the crickets.
Yeah. The cricketing.
No.
You don't
all
need the crickets in your
you,
life.
Buddy. That's all I can hear is you.
And that's why it's the Funky Town podcast featuring Jeff Lord. You can only hear me in your head right
that's
now.
It, that's
usually
it,
we have a light
it.
Behind him, and he looks
yes,
like
yes, and it's
an
all
angel.
Lit up.
It's so. Jeff the Lord.
Like there's a glowing light behind you.
So,
right.
Yes. So what is One After 909, Denise? Say it into the microphone. Tell us where that's from.
I don't know where that's from.
But it's not a Beatles song?
It is a Beatles song.
Is it a Beatles
yeah,
song?
It's on Let It Be, yeah. It's that's how
and
it starts.
Then.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I like this.
I love the Beatles. Like, turn me on, dude.
One after nine.
This is sort of like that. What's that White Album song? Revolution.
Nine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Number nine. Is it like that?
I think I read that it was an old, awesome. Like an old song back when they were the Quarrymen, or maybe it was
they
after Quarrymen, but
wait, the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. John and Paul. And
are you
still the Beatles?
The Beatles?
Oh, I've got it right here.
I think
it's
I think
on
it's
Let It
their,
Be.
I think
it's
one of their
so
older
far back,
songs.
Though. Mm-hmm. Is that really like a Let It Be album song?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Let
it's
It Be.
It's on there.
Can, right, you, I'm gonna,
can we hear it?
It's kind of
no,
a deep
I want to take a pause
yeah,
and
we
hear
can.
It.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
I mean, because you have it.
Hold on.
Up right.
The Beatles are taking over.
I love the Beatles.
Hold on. I'll play it right here. Just a second. It's One After 909.
One After 909.
Sometimes YouTube likes to work, sometimes it doesn't. This is live in Liverpool.
Crazy. Am I hearing that?
Is
that it?
Baby said you're traveling on the one after 909. Said move over, honey. I'm traveling on that line.
This is live from Liverpool.
I like it.
I said move over once, move over twice.
Their voices sound different on this one.
Yeah, this is not the Let It Be version I'm using.
So bluesy, it's cool, man.
It's nice. I like
all right.
That.
And so, but
so it exists.
Zach isn't full of crap.
Yeah, so the Phantom Sensation song is called One After 665. It's just a play on words. It's,
no,
I
get it.
It's
kind of going
through
all of
it. Are you the kids on those videos? Are you the kids on those crazy videos?
Oh, yeah, Billy and Bobbert.
Are you those?
Chris Cross.
I don't know, are we?
I know I sure am.
Man, I love you guys. I'm keen fans.
Geez, I don't even know what to say.
Oh, shucks.
She laughed out loud the whole time.
Do you do parties? Do you get togethers?
Oh,
like,
we could do parties.
My birthday's coming up. Like, I
could party.
Hey, I do. I sure party. Oh, no, maybe I don't.
Can y'all travel to Albuquerque?
Yeah, right. Make a movie. You should make a movie.
I think that we're going to have a road trip at some point. Bobbert, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm tired.
It's been a long day, Bobbert. I understand.
Driving all day. I haven't had a moment to sit down.
I don't have my license.
Oh, looks like I'm driving then.
So are we at the halfway point yet?
No.
It's just...
I don't know. What do you consider halfway point?
About 40 minutes.
We're at 30 minutes.
We got about 10 minutes. Good Lord. Unless you want to just call this quits now. We'll just play the last song.
Do you get a break in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm. Normally, yeah, I'm just trying to get there.
Oh,
yeah.
There's been a lot of.
I was hoping it was already there. I'm like, I'm really needing a cigarette.
There's a lot of speed bumps.
No, yeah, I got things I'm going to do on the break.
A lot of microphone readjustments.
We're going to strap it to your face so that way, no matter where you move to, no matter how far back you move, it can still hear you.
We can get her one of those.
No, you're not.
We can get her one of those Backstreet Boys little earpieces.
Exactly.
The Garth Brooks one?
Yeah, Garth Brooks. Yeah,
Garth Brooks. Yeah, he's got one.
Or like a clip on shirt.
Or lapel.
Yeah.
Steve Carell wears those.
Oh, really?
Where'd you pull that fun fact out of? Holy crap.
What Zach did he say? Facts.
You know who wears a lapel mic? Steve Carell. He wears one of those. Like out in public, like he goes to the grocery store shopping, he just has one on. What kind of word is this?
It like
from?
Feeds into the speakers of the grocery store.
When he was doing The Office, they all had one of those on there. And he was one of the people.
So everyone on The Office. So you have to name the whole cast.
Well, no, I can't do that. I don't.
Try.
You run them down. Jeez. I know Creed.
So now you know why I didn't want this to go on the pirate.
No, I see what's going on.
Right, you understand. I knew this was going to be Wheels Off, which could be a good thing.
It can be a good thing. It can be a real good thing.
Or it could be just awful.
Well, weren't we planning on doing an off show?
Ask Becky how that. How it's going in there? Is it?
She said this is quickly becoming her favorite show.
Really? I figured she'd already tuned out. It's like I'm out of here. Wow. See you later. This is why I don't listen to that stupid show.
Her bar is set low.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, let's give a shout out to our buddies over at RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast, who's probably starting right about now. Also,
oh yeah, you know we should just feed into theirs and just play it for the rest of the show.
We should actually. Oh, what time is it? It's 8:00. He starts at 8:00. Oh, no, he started...
It's like a progressive dinner, but with podcasts.
He started live 45 minutes ago. I was going to say, we should just pack up and go over there and just roll into his house and be like, what's up?
Well, I was just saying, plug your phone into it and run it live on Mixer and then plug it into the board. And so that way, we'll just have his... No, we don't have to do that. No, don't do that. You're going to do it, aren't you?
I can do that right now.
Totally simulcast another podcast that's going live right now.
Podcasting wizardry.
See what Rubber Tuner's up to.
Podcast topping.
I don't care. Hey, who cares? It doesn't even matter anymore.
you can get into
God,
his,
you're cussing so much.
Get into his message board, his chat room, and then tell him that you're on the Funky Town Podcast, and then he'll do our show for us, and we can just relax.
Yeah, we'll just chill out and listen to his show. And
what if I tell him that, and he's like, well, I'm going to listen to those guys.
Right, he feeds into his loop.
And then it just becomes an infinite loop of silence.
No, we'll just insignificant.
No, it'll sound like the same podcast.
Just part of the podcast.
Let's see what's going on over there.
This is. Going, I think I'm going to call this show.
A lot of voices.
The endless loop of insignificance.
What do we got?
Stabbed in the leg with the catfish during a muck around with a friend on the beach. One of the bikini-clad women chased the other around with the dead fish before the prank backfired and it accidentally attached.
They must be doing Sushi's News, right?
Yeah. The woman called Tina grew increasingly worried.
Oh, I found the pictures. Go ahead.
And told friends in the footage she was concerned she would get a disease.
We're simulcasting another podcast live.
Oh my
great!
It's wizardry.
It is wizardry. This is the new world.
Dark magic.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if that would actually
Has this ever been done before?
Did it?
Oh, I don't know if that did it. Did that happen?
I found the picture from
that.
I just sent him
a message. I found a picture too. I'm the RoboTuner. Red pants.
This is one.
Bring it to his attention what we're doing right now.
Who? No, well, Matt, just, what are you even talking about?
The other dude's holding it up by its tail.
Oh. Did you see what Dustin wrote?
Oh,
yeah. I didn't know Dustin was in.
Yeah. We're now live on the Funky Town podcast.
They're simulcasting us?
Yes, we're simulcasting.
Well, that's funny.
That's awesome.
It is pretty funny.
This is great.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
this is a
hey,
good
Matt.
Time to do that, too.
Now that it is.
Because we have an announcement to make at the very end of our show tonight about a JJTM event.
Oh, that's
good.
Oh,
and also, well, also
then I don't have to plug it. They can just do it for me.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, oh my last thing is
I read
an article where it said
here, we'll pot them back down and we'll talk.
A really great investment that
What do you think of the RoboTuner show? Let's talk bad about him now.
No, I like
no,
the show,
I really
man.
Like him.
And no, my favorite bit is the Susie your stuff, man. I love her news. She really finds some crazy shit. Well, that's Boiled Owl, too.
Yeah, the Boiled Owl. I just like to complain.
Denise was so
normally
excited.
I burn my clothes
microphone.
When I go there.
Oh, yeah.
She was super stoked because we walked into the Boiled Owl. She's like, can you smoke in here? And I was like, yeah, you can smoke in here. Remember how excited you were? Why are you touching? You remember how excited you were about smoking in the Boiled Owl?
Yes.
Can you not smoke in bars in Albuquerque?
You can't smoke in bars in Albuquerque. Well,
can you smoke
casinos.
In anything in Albuquerque?
Casinos.
Casinos.
Hmm. And other things. Look, man.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Maybe the Boiled Owl.
What just happened?
The suspense killed me.
Holy crap.
You gotta just.
That was
yeah.
so cool.
You left me filled with anticipation.
Jeez.
Patient.
I don't
it's anticipation.
Like, man, you guys.
Because
then the heroin kicked in.
Because I figured, look.
Oh, gosh.
Here was my process. I figured if I was to say that the smoking bar thing, she was excited about being able to smoke in a bar, then she would start talking about being able to smoke in a bar, and the microphone would be way over. Where I made the mistake was telling her to move the microphone over and trying to keep the and it didn't. So, but.
Book the me thinks on his show.
Okay.
Dude, we've already got all of January booked.
Yeah.
Look at me.
We got all of February booked.
Oh, look at me.
I will try.
And we're working on March now.
March, me thinks. You know. I mean, their new album will be up.
Gosh, I'll try.
Why do you keep saying you try? You keep having these bands from the South Side that release albums and then decide to go do other shit for 3 months.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Have a band that does their own stuff and is. Fort Worth's best local band for the last seven years.
Everybody wants to get on. I can only make.
It's ringing.
I think it's hers.
We have.
No.
All right. Stop. Everything. Stop.
Are we pausing?
No.
Oh.
I just want to stop the showdown right now. Out of all. The Jerry Jones Massacre has done 135 shows in this studio, or 134. One, or a couple outside. I don't know. We have never had
someone
passed out in the studio. Out of all the crazy shit we've done in here.
But it's so much better.
It's definitely not me, in case you guys keep hearing her. It's not Rebecca.
But it's so much better.
We have never. Thank you, Jeffrey Lord.
That's
I'm Canadian.
The one Funky Town podcast that is done in the Temple of Eye. We have someone passed out.